Now onto our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Charlie Pierce and Adam Felber, they both have 3 points. Paula Pell has 2.
All right. So, Paula, you are indeed in third place. That means you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, James Holmes was officially charged on 142 counts for the recent shootings in blank.
Colorado.
Yes, Colorado. Mm-hmm. This week, famous Polish dissident Lech Wałęsa gave a strong endorsement to blank.
Barack Obama.
No, actually the other guy, Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
After a hiker spotted it in a Swiss forest, a missing blank was returned to its rightful owners.
Sheep.
No. A 6-foot-long sausage. This week, images...
attached to a sheep.
This week, images from space show that the U.S. blanks planted on the moon 43 years ago are still there.
Flags.
Yes. Jonah Lehrer resigned as staff writer at The New Yorker after he was found to have fabricated quotes by blank.
By Bob Dylan.
Right. In fact, one suspicious thing, the quotes made too much sense. In its ever-expanding quest to take over the world, a Starbucks recently opened in a blank.
Inside a funeral home.
Yes. Very good, Paula. Mourners.
It's true.
Yes, it's true. Mourners at the Robinson Funeral Home in South Carolina can now enjoy an iced Americano or Frappuccino while paying their respects. It's controversial, as you'd expect. Critics suspect many people are passing away just to get free Wi-Fi.
Sure.
This is the boldest franchise they've built since the famous recursive Starbucks that's a Starbucks inside a Starbucks inside a Starbucks.
That's a good one.
Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 10 points, and Paula has the lead.
All right.
For 2 more seconds.
All right, we flipped a coin. Charlie has elected to go last, so Adam, you are up next. Fill in the blank. Power was finally restored this week after a massive grid failure left over 600 million people without electricity in blank.
India.
Yes, in the hopes of derailing its nuclear program, Congress voted on Wednesday to increase sanctions against blank.
Iran.
Right. In an interview last Sunday, blank said it had been a mistake for John McCain to choose Sarah Palin as his running mate.
Dick Cheney.
Yes, indeed. A United flight safely landed in Denver Tuesday after being hit by a blank that tore a hole in the plane's nose.
Bird.
Yes, a man in Tennessee thought his girlfriend was cheating when he found a picture of a handsome man on her Facebook page, but it turned out to be blank.
Mitt Romney.
Indeed, British equestrian Zara Phillips, best known as the granddaughter of the blank, won a silver Olympic medal in the team event.
Screwdriver.
No.
Screwdriver? Phillips.
No, granddaughter of the Queen.
Oh.
A week after she was caught cheating, Kristen Stewart and estranged boyfriend Robert Pattinson battled for custody of their blank.
Dog.
Yes. Swiss emergency services were called, and an office building was evacuated after staffers spotted a blank on a table.
Platypus.
A plastic spider. Once the building was evacuated, police experts quickly determined that the spider in question wasn't a Goliath bird-eating spider, member of the tarantula family, but instead was a fake plastic spider of the Made in Taiwan family. Police were not amused by this. This is true. After the incident, workers at the firm were forced to take part in a 20-minute instructional lecture entitled How to Tell the Difference Between Real Spiders and Plastic Toys.
You know, you raise an interesting point, because I would be willing to bet that in Taiwan, when people see a real dangerous spider, they don't believe
That's
it.
That's true. They're like, oh, it's just another plastic one crawling up my arm.
We have millions of these.
Carl, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Adam had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Adam has taken the lead.
Well done. All right, then. So how many does Charlie need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Here we go. Here we go, Charlie. This is for the game. Celebrated author and playwright blank died on Tuesday at age 86.
Gore Vidal.
Right. After struggling for months to resolve the conflict, on Thursday, Kofi Annan quit his job as UN peace envoy to blank.
Syria.
Right. Officials in Uganda warned against physical contact as the blank virus continued to spread.
Ebola.
Right. According to an internal finding, nearly 9% of the users of the social network blank are fake.
Facebook.
Yes. An Australian man was hospitalized this week after his plan to blank at a party backfired.
Place a firecracker up his butt.
Indeed. Police are investigating.
You guessed that.
Police are investigating after another blank was found in a meal on an airplane this week.
Needle.
Yeah. In a new survey of movie critics, the Hitchcock movie Vertigo has bumped the movie blank out of the number one spot.
Citizen Kane.
Yes. At a minor league game in Daytona, Florida on Wednesday, the umpire tossed blank out of the game.
The mascot.
No, the stadium organist. The umpire.
Thank God!
I have so wanted to do that.
And you, and
I hate stadium organists.
The umpire got mad when he heard the unpaid organist play Three Blind Mice over the PA. He turned, he pointed up to the booth, he shouted, "You're out," and ordered the PA turned off for the rest of the game. Then he got really mad when the entire crowd started humming the obscure folk tune, "The Really, Really, Really Touchy Umpire." Carl, how did Charlie do on our quiz?
Well, Charlie needed at least 7 correct answers to win, and he had 7 correct answers. So with 17 points, Charlie Pierce is district champion.
Well done.